You know, it doesn't matter what you do, if you're in the criminal justice field, first responder field, if you just have a job outside of criminal justice, we need to be taking better care of our bodies. Your fitness should be first and foremost. Everything revolves around your body. If you're not taking care of your body, everything is going to suffer. Have you ever noticed when you're in shape and you feel good about yourself, you're more productive, you do a better job? My next guest is going to talk about optimal fitness. Her name is Jennifer Martinez. Jennifer is the founder of JMAR Solutions, and she's going to talk about that. And her vision is to rebuild, restore, and renew vitality back into the labor force industry that has been developing over the past 20 years through her successful work with sports teams and athletes. She is excited to share the way she has kept her husband feeling his best and effectively operating in the very physical and mentally demanding career of police work. Jennifer has over 20 years of experience in the fitness industry as a sports medicine trainer, and her contagious, motivating energy, passion, and witty humor has served her well, providing opportunities to have her own podcast interviewing some of the top fitness professionals and entrepreneurs in the industry. Grab a notepad, take some notes with Jennifer Martinez next on the CJ Evolution Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Patrick here, host and creator of this amazing podcast we call CJ Evolution. Thank you for tuning in. We know you got many options, a lot of noise out there, but thank you for continuing to come back and listen to this great show. A lot of great guests, amazing content. And if you love the show, head over to cjevolution.com. You're going to see a link to iTunes. Give us that 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. We sure would appreciate it. And follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on the CJ Evolution and blog Facebook page. You can find all the links on the cjevolution.com website. Big shout out, special thanks to all the first responders out there. Whatever you're doing in the criminal justice field, maybe you're a police officer, maybe you're a road deputy, maybe you work in corrections, thank you for doing what you are doing. Many people can't or won't do what you're doing. So thank you for putting it all on the line every day, going out there, serving your community. Again, a big thank you. Don't listen to some of this crap that you hear from people, media outlets, some of them. It's a bunch of noise. It's not true. The overwhelming majority of people out there support you and love you. Keep up the fantastic work.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-210-7907, 800-210-7907, 800-210-7907. That's 800-210-7907.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-471-0253. 800-471-0253. That's 800-471-0253. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Folks, if you love coffee, you're going to love the products from Four Sigmatic. As you know, I'm a big fan of this company and have been for a couple of years now. I love their Lion's Mane Mushroom Coffee. It gives me that energy, that sip, that clarity that I need to get me through my often hectic and very, very busy days. You are going to love their products, from coffee to elixirs to cocos, they have it all. Head over to cjevolution.com, see the link to Four Sigmatic. And best of all, you're going to get 15% off of your purchases using the promo code CJEVO. Trust me, you will not be disappointed. Four Sigmatic, the coffee of champions. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Super excited to have my next guest on the show. Her name is Jennifer Martinez. She's the founder of JMAR Wellness Solutions, doing so much for the brave men and women who protect us every day. Jen, welcome. Thank you for being here. I know you're busy, probably hot down in Texas.
Very hot. We got a little bit of, thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. I know that we were having some scheduling issues, but we finally made it happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's the time, it's the season that we're in. You have to be flexible. I tell that to people all the time. In this season, you have got to be flexible because things change like in a minute. And it's how you handle those moments where they change is what defines you, you know? So, I was disappointed that we had to keep rescheduling, but it worked out, right?
It worked out.
Like, you got to have a good attitude about it.
Now, you're doing so much. I want to get into what you're doing with your company, with our brave men and women. So, you know, you got a big background in fitness. So what got you started on your journey? You know, because not a lot of people are doing, if any, are doing what you're doing. So what was the catalyst behind it?
You know, I've always had a heart for people, you know, and to help people get to that next level. And as a coach and as a trainer, because I'm, you know, in sports medicine and training athletes and just getting them to that next place is a passion. It has to be a passion. It can't be about money. It can't be about status.
Absolutely.
It has to be about the person. And so for so many years as an officer's wife, I committed myself to being a stay-at-home mom that had a little side gig helping athletes, right? And so that's what started this whole thing 20 years ago. And I enjoyed it. I would train, you know, just average, you know, American people like us, you know, just trying to stay healthy. But majority of what I did is I helped athletes. And my own two kids were very strong athletes. And so I helped fuel them. And then I was really big about just like supporting my husband and fueling him. And when I say fuel, I mean like it with nourishment and then also with supplements just to help him, you know, the stress and fatigue of the career that he's in. And then not to mention we live in Texas. So like you put on that hot vest, like, I mean, I married a Hispanic man. All right. And he like walks in a room and the room is warmer because of the heat that comes off of him. Cause like he's so he's hot as it is. It sounds funny saying that, he's going to love that. I married a hot husband, but you know,
well, you're proud of him.
Exactly. As hot as he is, you know, when you put on that vest and then you put on all the other stuff, you're just like dying, you know, you're sweating all day long. You're exhausted physically and emotionally. And so what I did is I took the things that I fueled athletes with and I said, guess what you're doing? You're doing this, right? And it helped him manage the stress at work and then also manage the home life in a better way. Cause when you're rested and fueled, you feel better, you know, and then you're able to manage everything. I mean, you know, more than anyone, I've listened to your podcast, you know, how important minerals are to the body, and that's what electrolytes are. And so this concept of the business that I've created to help the labor industry and first responders stay hydrated, it's a simple, simple concept, but it's like, if you don't know what to do, you can't help, right? So I'm trying to get the word out, like, listen, there's a simple way to stay healthy and hydrated and feel good and manage life and stress. You know, there's so much what you know, you've been in law enforcement. There's a lot of tension and especially now.
Yeah, you know? That's an understatement.
It's bad. And so if you, it's proven, you can Google this, you can look it up and you can nerd out on it all you want. And we can nerd out on it too today. But if you don't have mineral content in your body, if you don't have it and it's depleted from you because you're not getting it through your food source or water, and stress, you know, depletes it and physical demand on your body depletes it, you can't manage stress. You can't manage. And so it leads to anxiety and depression and all these horrible things. And it's such a simple, easy fix.
Yeah.
So there you go.
It's amazing. And we'll talk about it a little bit more, but yeah, I mean, it all starts with the body, Jennifer. And I think, you know, what we're putting into it, how we're taking care of it. You have the best computer in the world that we were given by our creator, and which is your brain. And so that all goes into taking care of the body that we are blessed to have. But I want to talk really quick about, or a little bit about, you know, being the wife of a first responder. I know firsthand, you know, the trials and tribulations my wife went through being a first responder's wife. First of all, I want to thank you because it's a tough job, you know, especially now.
It's one of the higher divorce rates, I think.
Yeah, it is, you know, law enforcement is, but it is a tough job for a law enforcement wife. I was in the military too. I was in a rapid deployment unit years ago and my wife had to go through that too. So, you know, and your husband, Toby, he's been in law enforcement for so many years. You watch the news, Jennifer, you see what's going on in the world. What, from your perspective, and this is a broad question, but I'm going to ask you anyway, and I know you talked to your husband, you know, what do you think some of the challenges, when we get beyond this, which I think we will, What do you think some of the challenges for law enforcement are going to be going forward?
Well, I mean, if you don't have physical, if you're not healthy, spirit, soul, and body, it's going to be even more difficult because the pressure is so much. It's like, I've never seen it ever like this ever. You know, I've, to the point where, you know, my husband, my son is 18 going, you know, and in college, and he's always been like, I want to be a fireman or I want to be a, you know, policeman. And when your dad's a police officer and he's like, not encouraging it because of the atmosphere that it's under right now. It's disheartening, you know, because my husband's a good man. He loves the Lord and he serves and protects the public because that's, he felt like it's a gift that God gave him. You know? He played baseball in college and he graduated and then went into, you know, you can't go straight into law enforcement. You got to have experience. He's like, I've been playing baseball, you know? So he went into probation, started out in probation to get his experience.
Hard, you know? Tough job too.
That was so hard, but it taught him so much about the mental side of things that really did help him in when it came to law enforcement. And so he manages things a little differently because of the way I help him fuel his body, and then because of his perspective through our faith. So it's a little bit, it's still challenging, you know, but I'm all over the place on this, but I hope you we want men like my husband in there that are going to be there for you when you need them. And with the environment and the hate that's going towards law and order, we're in a dangerous place. It's dangerous because I don't see people, good men like my son, wanting to go into something that he would actually be an asset in, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you made perfectly sense to me, and I never heard anybody, and I interview a lot of people, as you know. You know, when I ask people what their challenges or what you think challenges are going to be in law enforcement, they usually say, well, you know, juvenile crime or property crime or, you know, all this stuff. And I think that's, you know, we're going to have a problem, obviously, with crime. But I love your answer because it starts with the individual. It starts with ourselves. It starts with cultivating that mind and body to be the best people we can be. Because if we're the best person we can be the best servant in law enforcement and other aspects of our life to serve others. So I love your answer. I mean, because I've never heard it before where it starts with us. And I love that. I mean, it's self-improvement, which I'm a big proponent of.
Same. You know. What's funny is you have a wife, you have kids.
Yeah.
And when in our household, if I'm not happy or if I'm hungry,
mom ain't happy, nobody's happy.
They're like on eggshells, like, don't ask for anything, you know. Even at their ages, at 18 and 22, they're like, I'll wait like 30 minutes, let her eat something first, you know, because I have that blood sugar problem. I'm like, if I'm hungry, I'm like, I'm hungry, you know, I get hangry. And so, but they, you know, it does start with that, like yourself. Like, if I'm feeling good, if I come home from a hard day at work and I just dump all over my family every single day, that's going to ruin relationships. And so knowing it's real important from a wife's perspective, I'll just say, to understand the pressure that your husband is in at work, to understand that when he comes home, he may need that time to decompress. And it's not about me. It's about what can I do to help him? And in the same sense of me doing that, he is even more open to, oh, well, I don't want to dump. It's not, you know, well, how was your day, honey? You know, it's both ways, you know. You've got to, it can't be all about me, because, you know, with this company I've been trying to, that I've been developing, and it's been so much work, and I have never worked so hard in my life to make something happen. And so when he comes home, I have caught myself trying not to dump on him, like the website and this, and I can't get this to do that. And it's awful. And then this person and this thing, and then the post office can't get stuff where it needs to go. And I'm paying like all this money. Like, it's so much. And having to change, like we talked about earlier, having to change, like, every day, something new changes, you know. I never thought I'd be selling a product. Like, I developed this business to help the industry and to work with, you know, safety professionals and people like that. And then them just buy it in bulk. And then I help them and I, you know, coach them and I coach their employees. Not sell to individuals. And now here I am, you know, trying to do that and sell to individuals because people were like, hey, I want it. I want it. Yeah. I want the product too, because, you know, with COVID, if you're healthy, if your lungs are hydrated, if your body's hydrated, you're less likely to get any disease in the body because it flushes out. So then I had that stress on me. So anyways, back to my husband, sorry. You have to be able to understand that what you're seeing, what emotion that pops up at that moment has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with maybe a scenario at work. Whenever my husband would deal with something that I knew was traumatic when it came to children, you know, some of the stuff that deals when it comes to finding kids that kill themselves or whatever, you know, suicide or tragedy, you know, because he worked car wrecks and stuff like that. He would come home and he would just hug on the kids and love the kids. And that's how I knew. He wouldn't tell me, but I knew. I'd be like, okay, he saw something last night that really, you know, disturbed him. What can I do to help him? What can I do to make it better, even though it's not, there's, you know, it's evil. What happened?
Yeah.
If something bad happened. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. And I've been in those situations. I mean, I did the job many years and, you know, retired, as you know. And it's, again, it's a tough job. Jennifer, do you believe, and the older I get, the more I realize this, and just so I just want your take. Do you believe that you're at the exact place in life that you need to be at that moment?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I think so many people kind of push away from that notion. And the older I get, I didn't realize this, you know, until later on, not that I'm old, but you know what I mean? As you get a little older, a little bit more mature, I believe now that everything, as corny as it might sound to some people, I think everything happens for a reason. And I'm at the place in my life because I need to be here. This is God's plan. And I'm at the right place I need to be.
Oh yeah. You're ministering to people that really need it right now. Yes. Your podcast. That's why I said, I sent you a message whenever we were trying to get our schedules together. And I was like, listen, I'm excited because we can help bring some energy into people that really need it right now. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about the company I'm trying to create. It's not about, you know, your podcast. It's about what you're going to do to help someone else get over that next thing. Yeah. That's the Great Commission. Like I'm a believer, and God never asks, he doesn't ask anything from us, but what he does ask, the one thing he asks from us is to love one another. And you can't, you have to serve to love. Love is not a feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, our marriage has been, we've been married for 23 years because of, we both have like a servitive attitude, and it's founded on God's principles. We have godly principles that we know that we can run to when there's disagreements, right? And so, I'm going to come full circle to what you said, because it's so true. For such a time as this, it talks about that. I think it's Esther, the book of Esther. You are here for such a time as this. And her story really ministers to me. And I've actually read it just recently. So I got goosebumps when you said that, you know, for such a time as this, because God does, he is an order. He's a God of order. Yeah. And so there's someone that's listening right now that's like really struggling that we're going to be able to minister to them and get them to that next place. And we may never, ever meet them, never know about it, but that's the gift of love and joy and hope, right? And that's what people need right now, because there's so much hate.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate you.
But I just think that God also never gives us anything we can't handle.
I agree. So. And I think there's a lot of things that we have to go through to grow. We have to grow through. It's not just going through it. If you're going through something hard right now, hear me on this. Grow through it so that you're ready for that next thing. Because we've got a lot of really great things coming. It's not the end of the world. So if you're in a place right now of struggle, use it to make you better. Look, I've been in fitness forever. Every athlete I ever trained, they had a struggle to get to that next level. They had to go through pain, right? They had to sacrifice so much to get to that next level. And that's what sets them apart. Not everybody's willing to do that. So, you know, it sucks when you're going through it, but you have to get to that next thing, you know? And it's okay to not be, you know, it's okay for it to hurt. I think people are afraid of hurting, and you know, sometimes you have to go through that pain to get to that next level. Like you said, you're going to work out after this, you know, you're going to have some physical, you're so buff, you know, you're going to have some physical pain, but you're going to feel great afterwards. And you're going to have the result of a healthy weekend playing golf with your friends, unless you overdo it and you're too sore. But then you need JMR solutions to help you recover.
No, that's a good segue to get into. So why do you think, I mean, you've been around law enforcement a long time, have your husband, obviously, in the job. Why do you think it's so hard for, first responders, to stay in shape? And I remember first getting into it, and you see all these young men and women coming into the field. Most of them are in great shape, but and I can speak for myself, as time goes on, we get busy, we get, stressed out, we start, getting the belly a little bit like I did, not everybody, but then, the fitness kind of wanes and stuff like that. Why do you think it's so hard for a lot of first responders, to stay in shape?
I think the demand is so much that you go into survival mode. You're giving so much to so many other things that you go into survival mode. You go into like a default. You quit taking care of yourself. And so I was able to help my husband. I think he wouldn't be in the place he is health-wise because 49 is the average age for a heart attack for an officer, which is, to me, really, really young.
And how old is he right now, if you don't mind me asking?
Let me make sure I got that right.
He's a youngster.
Yes, he's 47. And he's healthy and he's in good shape and he stayed in good shape, but he also didn't come home to chaos and stuff. He came home to someone going, hey, listen, I need you to get hydrated. You didn't hydrate enough today, or did you bring your water? Did you take your electrolytes? And the stuff that I have in my program is everything that he did, And so those things, I think, helped him and would help others not go into that default mode because they're just trying to protect themselves. When you are dehydrated, the first thing that goes is cognitivity. That's like across the board.
Absolutely.
Time of year in Texas, safety professionals are like, every week they're like, here's your P chart. This is not what it's supposed to look like. If it looks like tea, that's bad. But they don't give you a solution.
Yeah.
They just say drink more water. Well, if you've got water and you're drinking it and it doesn't have any electrolyte value to it or minerals, however you want to say it, they're both the same, right? And then you can't absorb that water for energy. And it's going to affect you emotionally. It's going to affect you physically. You're going to be exhausted. You're not going to be able to manage things. And you're going to come home and just want to plop down on the couch and go to bed. You got to do it again the next day, And not to mention if you're on call, the years that my husband's on call, God bless, I was really on him diligently about his fueling his body because he would go 24 hours without sleeping sometimes, which is insane.
I used to do that stuff too. And it's not healthy for you, circadian rhythm and all that stuff.
As a mom and a caretaker and a health professional and a wellness coach, it drove me bananas. But you know what? I went into that gear of make sure you're doing this, take this with you to work. Make sure you're putting this in your water. Make sure you're, because they live on caffeine at that moment. Well, he would put, the electrolyte drops in his coffee. Because even then, at least then he's getting some minerals, he's getting something that's going to be enduring. Because the energy you give that you want to give to an athlete is an endurance energy, not a quick one, right? All these kids these days are reaching for these energy drinks.
Which are horrible. It's horrible.
I never needed energy to play a game. Did you when you were growing up? Yeah. I never needed energy.
We're becoming addicted to this stuff, Jennifer.
Well, here's the thing that people don't understand is they're deficient in minerals because of the diet and because of, and so what they're doing is they're thinking, I need energy. They don't need energy. You just give them some electrolytes and man, they're flying through the roof. And that's the difference. And that's what I did for athletes when I was in that world is football players. I'd be like, you're charging up before, you're charging up at halftime, you're charging up during the game, squirt the stuff in your mouth, you're cramping up, it stops, right? Because those are the things that give you an enduring energy. A whole half, caffeine will only last you 10 minutes, if that. And, so you have to have something that keeps the heart and muscles functioning and running good. And that's why the JMR Solutions, that's what we would fuel them with, the teams I worked with at least, you know.
I think, I think you got to be committed. Look, like you said before, if you want to get in shape, then commit yourself to it. And I would go a step further. If you're one of those people out there that, is out of shape, like a lot of people are, get a coach, get a trainer, get somebody like you to help them. My point is that don't get the person that's fat and out of shape like you to go work out with, because it's all about motivation, me. I had personal trainers. I have one right now that every time I go into the gym, he's kicking my ass. I just show up. He tells me what to do. Yes, sir. I do it. But I'm not going to go and get a trainer or a friend to go with me who's fat because you know what? We're going to sit around and BS at the gym all day.
Yeah.
And that's just my, so you got to commit, I think, first of all. Mm-hmm. We're not here for a very short, or we're not, we're only here for a very short period of time in the big scheme of things.
Here's the thing, like if you have to take, vitamins in the morning and then take them again at lunch and then take the certain other ones for dinner, most men, I'll just say, women, we're better at doing that. We're better, just in general, I feel, maybe my experience, not all women, I can't speak for everyone, but we tend to be a little more like, I'm gonna make sure I take my probiotics and da-da-da, because we wanna make our skin look good. We wanna make sure we're hydrated so that, we don't have wrinkles and we just have more self-care, where guys are just like, eh.
You saw me before. You came on looking beautiful, and I was like, I got to get a hat on.
It took a long time to talk about that. Like, this does not happen without. That's why I was like, I do video. Because.
But I agree with you. I agree with you. I think women are much better at that. They're much more disciplined.
Right. So I had to make it simple.
Yeah.
I had to make it simple. And it had to be the things that really fueled the body and mind. And so, we use Trace Minerals because they're the number one company in the country. That's who makes our products, right? Mm-hmm. And it has to be something that's quick, and it has to be something that's that works and is affordable, right? And so that's all those things are with the products that we use with our company. And because if you have a bot like our 4 ounce electrolyte solution that I sent you, the concentrate. Yeah, that stuff.
Amazing.
With you, every time you fill up your water, if you just put like 10 drops in there, you're going to get energy from that water. It's going to absorb. Your heart's going to be protected. Your organs are going to be protected, because that's what heat exhaustion, heat stroke is the shutting down of those things, because your body's going to find it. And if it can't get it from a source that you're putting in, right, by changing your diet and stuff like that, and not to mention it's depleted from the soil, which I've heard you even talk about. It's true.
Like, yeah.
Even if you eat the cleanest diet, you're still not getting the mineral content you need. And I think it's foundational for everything. As a believer, what did God do? He bent over and picked up dirt and breathed life into it. So if we're made from dirt, We're made from life, right? If you think about it. So why wouldn't we function better with that? And that's what's missing from so many people. They don't even understand it. They think they need that energy drink. Like our friend Pat, he was doing 6 20-ounce coffees a day. And I was talking to him. I was like, dude.
It's a heart attack ready to happen.
Yes. I'm going to send you these electrolytes. And I want you to, and then I told him how I wanted him to start using it throughout the day. And then I sent him a whole thing about dehydration in the altitude that he's at and how you dehydrate faster. And he was like, I had no idea that the caffeine was doing what it was doing. I thought I needed it for energy. And he's like, but when I replaced it with the electrolytes, he's like, I'm down to like 2 cups a day. He's like,
yeah.
And I feel better than I've ever felt in my life. And he's not making that up. He has no reason to say those things other than it's just true, Yeah. And so, but it's just getting people to understand that. And I even like work with some AC guys that are up in hot attics, for hours at a time. And this weather is insane. I'm like, if you don't want to change your diet, at least put this stuff in your energy drink. And then start weaning off and then start introducing more water. Like, I'm not a big fan of energy drinks, but there's a process you can at least do to get off of it, to get off the caffeine. And most of them are just like, man, I put it in my water and I didn't even need the energy drink that I normally do on the way home from work, yeah. Just to survive, right?
Well, and the energy drinks I've known, because I used to drink them when I was working graveyards. And they're just, I guess they have their limited benefit. Because they're jolting you and they're waking you up. But one reason I stopped drinking that crap was because, as you probably know, Jennifer, you're wired for a little bit and then you're going to crash. Like every sugar high, you're going to, and they're just not good for you, man. And that's, I know people love them, but they're just overall, they're not good for you. And maybe I'm just,
I do them every now and then too. I mean, but I always like, even my pre-workout, I make sure that I have my electrolytes in it so that it balances out and protects my heart. Like you said, your heart is so important, and it's the most important muscle you have, by the way. screwed. But so you gotta protect those things. And even if you do have like a caffeine with minerals, it's gonna be more of a sustaining energy.
Yeah.
So every morning I have my coffee. That's my thing. I have my Bible, my Jesus time, and my coffee. And that's just my thing, right? And I'll wake up even early if I have to on a busy day just to get that in. But I put 10 drops of electrolytes in there.
Yeah. And I, like I said, I get a lot of products, you know, sent to me, and I'm serious. This does work, folks. So you got to go and you got to check it out. You got to get some of their products. It truly is amazing.
That was the only thing we were selling. And I reluctantly sold it because I wanted to just work with companies, but people were like, I want it. And I have women who call me, or message me that say, I had headaches every day and I don't have any more. You know how that feels to be able to say you had that kind of impact with someone?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Because if a mom can not have a headache, she's going to be a better mom, right? Yeah. That's where my heart is. Let me be clear. Before we go, I want that to be understood. My heart is with the home. I believe that if you can help people who are depleted every single day be better in the home life and give more quality in the home life, it affects our nation in a great way. Like, look at what our kids in general, like they had what I would consider a good foundation to go into the world to do great things. And if they were constantly being dumped on, and then I was off working doing my own thing because I wanted to do my thing, and you know, and then their dad would come home grumpy and dumped on, and then they're getting dumped on at school, and it's going to be harder for them growing up, right?
Yeah.
But they have more of an environment where they know that they're not going to be dumped on as much because their parents take care of themselves, then and it's a simple process, right?
Yeah.
That's where my heart is. Like, when I talk to companies, I'm like, look, your men need to have good home lives, or your men and women, excuse me, men and women, they need to be able to function when they leave. And one of the owners of the AC company that I'm working with, he said, Advent Air, I don't know, I'll have to plug them, but they're great. He said, he called me and he said, he's been doing this for a long time. He's got a pretty good sized company. He said, my AC guys would call in sick this time of year all the time because they were literally just so
depleted. Yeah.
He said that I had jobs that I couldn't complete. I had things I couldn't do. And he was like, and they would, when they were done with the job, they would get in their car and just go home. And then the next day I'd see them, they'd just be grumpy. And just like this time of year is just so exhausting, and they're not bad people. They just couldn't function. And he's like, they're coming home and they're coming back to the office, you know, and bringing in the trucks and stuff. And they're like talking and they're playing, they're joking around. They're like, it's, you know, he's like, so it's changing the culture of his business. He's like, They actually feel good because they're putting back what they're
taking care.
Yeah, they're putting back in, pulling out.
Well, and the one thing I love about you, Jennifer, is that, you know, not only do you have an amazing attitude, but you have that servant, you know, attitude about you where, yeah, you got a business, but you were generally concerned about protecting and helping the people that keep the country running every day, which is, that's what it's amazing. And that's what, yeah, I'm glad to have you on the show. If people want to reach out to you, Jen, how do they check your product out? How do they follow you on social? How do they contact you?
Well, jmarsolutions.net is our website. And literally, I've been working the last 2 weeks hard on getting it revamped because we've had to change everything. COVID makes us change everything. Just get used to it. Just COVID. Get used to change. COVID. I'm not allowed to say that.
Yes.
you know, we're going to get banned. We didn't even go there. But anyways, you know. And we just introduced immunity hydration packs, which are awesome because then you have that and you add the liquid to it and you're just going to feel great. And it's so inexpensive. It's so inexpensive. It's cheaper than any of the, how do I put it? We're no hype, just solutions, because the hype of the Gatorades and the Powerades and the, hope I don't get in trouble for saying those things, they're all hype. Your elite athletes are getting paid a lot of money to take those things. And to promote them, they're not doing it. They're doing the stuff they got because they know they got to function at the highest rate. You know, people don't realize that. So you know, you may not know about what we have, but trust me, some of the top teams in the country use the stuff, and our USA cyclist team uses the liquid electrolytes that I have.
That's awesome.
I know, awesome.
Jennifer Martinez.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. Everything we talk about will be linked up in the show notes. Thank you for your time. You know, much success to you in the future. Anything we can do, please let me know, Jennifer. Take care, and thank you for coming on.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.